Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mick here. So in an apparent toughening of the U.S. stance on the South China Sea, Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that China must be denied access to the artificial islands in the disputed waters. Now, if the U.S. took a tougher stance on China, Mick here, would this raise the political risk in the emerging markets?
Good morning. Yes, that was quite a tough comment there from the nominee for state secretary. With regards to your question, I guess it depends on what the U.S. or what he really meant by denying access. To a degree, there is a fait accompli there, as you know, so it's kind of a difficult, I think, to deny access to someone who already has access. but in practical terms, I think that as long as we can avoid a military confrontation, however small, it shouldn't be too damaging for the emerging market story, largely because it is priced in that the U.S. and China will have a harder time going forward. And to an extent, that's a natural development of China's size and importance in the region.
Now, Xi Jinping himself will speak at the opening session of annual gathering in Davos, and he also leads delegates from Alibaba and Dalian Wanda, among others. Do you think China will be able to tell the world something new that will bring cheer to equity investors?
Well, I'm not sure whether, you know, how important this will be as a short-term trigger for Chinese equities or for equities in general. But I do think that the Chinese policy effort to use the opportunity of, global questions regarding to America's commitment to globalization or even to the Asia-Pacific, in economic terms, at least, to use that as an opportunity to make sure that people understand that it means business when it comes to the economy. So I think that's generally a positive thing for China.
Also, China has been using some degree of capital controls to prevent the yuan to slide further. Will this then affect their M&A ability, their M&A prowess across the world? And where do you think China will go as far as the market is concerned, given that the focus now is so much on the yuan?
Well, I think at least three questions there that you alluded to. One thing is the capital controls very generally are not a very positive thing in no country. They complicate things usually, but they may be necessary. So I think over the medium to longer term, companies and the Chinese authorities will find a way to make sure that the necessary investment flows can happen regardless. So I wouldn't expect a lasting damage from the Chinese capital controls. The
M&A.
I'm sorry, I forgot. Sorry?
Would they be able to continue to write checks for M&A?
Yeah, I think they will manage that going forward. With the yuan, there has been an improvement in terms of global investor attitudes regarding to what a weaker yuan means, whereas in 2015 and 16, a weaker yuan could cause panic in the financial markets, at least temporarily. I think now the community has understood that, first of all, there is a way to the weaker yuan also has advantages for China. And personally, I think that the way they are switching to the to managing and broadening the currency basket against which China is managing the currency is actually a good thing for China. It helps them relieve pressure on the domestic economy at a time when, you know, stimulus possibilities are limited. So they can also now use the currency in order to support the economy when necessary. I think overall that's a good thing for China.
Now, given that the U.S. has rallied nicely and this was egged on by a long dollar trade that's happening right now, do you expect funds to flow back into this part of the world in the emerging markets anytime soon?
Well, I mean, to the extent that the U.S. bull market continues or the more generally the global bull market regime that we have right now continues, which is at least for them for now our base case, then I think the emerging markets will benefit too. In the short term, maybe it's still a largely U.S. and developed market story with the main beneficiaries being, you know, markets like including Japan, for instance. But I think eventually emerging markets should benefit from a higher global growth and higher global inflation as well.
And what are your sentiments for the frontier markets? Everyone is positive about, for example, Vietnam. There was a report yesterday forecasting that the Vietnamese market will rise 17% this year.
Well, I think what is true for the EM in general that I mentioned earlier is also true for the frontier markets. I wouldn't make a very big separation there. With regards to Vietnam, maybe there some of the positives in recent years and also from the election of Mr. Trump may be priced in, at least in the short term. But overall, as I said, I do think the trend for the EM is still a rather positive one if you take a medium-term outlook.
Thank you. That was Mikio Kumada, Global Strategist for LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.